This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your net. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box. Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go.
All right, here we go. OTB with TMB, RSB, and Super D. TMB, are you there?
What's going on, man? I am on. I'm glad to be here.
Hallelujah. TMB, my good friend. I understand that we have big birthday greetings out for Bryce Bollinger tonight. Is that correct?
Yes, that is true. Bryce, I can't believe our little buddy, we call him. He just turned 15 today, and he's almost as tall, if not taller than me right now, and he's no longer our little buddy, but he is our buddy, but he's not little anymore.
I was going to say 18. The last time I saw him, he was already so big. It's like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
Bryce's message to you. What are they feeding you? Stop eating so much. he's growing incredible. Man, congratulations, Bryce, big 15, man. Way to go. So
yeah, we had a good party today. Charlene, I Skyped you earlier and said I wish you could have been here because Charlene ordered up all kinds of stuff delivered from Whole Paycheck, and we got it over here, a bunch of organic good stuff that you would have enjoyed.
Oh, man. I would have been all over that. But for now, we're going to have to suffice ourselves by filling it up I would say practically, even spiritually, the kind of things we do together here on the Robert Scott Bell Show when we go outside the box. We've been having discussions the last hour. I had a great caller, or I'd say someone wrote into the show about single payer, people wanting single payer, and the vast majority of young people in America now want single payer health care. And I said, be careful what you ask for, because the government is going to mandate, they're already attempted with Obamacare, that you participate in a system of medicine that is considered the third, second, or even first leading cause of death. And I think there's a bit of a cognitive dissonance there. But we feel better if we're covered this way. I'm like, no. There's a whole other world of systems of healing out there that don't include forcing you into a system that is so dangerous and deadly.
I take you back to the quote from Jay Matthews, the father of Selena Matthews, who we interviewed for the Global Quest, and Jay said that prior to the ordeal where they forced chemo and radiation on Selena and she eventually had her arm amputated, he said the thing that I look back on and wish that I hadn't had was such good insurance, because then they threw everything at us, all these treatments that ended up taking her arm. Be careful what you ask for.
As many people that, you know, including John and Astoria, who questioned me, and again, very respectfully, I appreciate it. I don't mind that people disagree with us. That doesn't bother me. I like to engage in dialogue and intellectual discussion on these things. And, you know, I have a fundamental principle belief in freedom. But for some people, that's too esoteric. It's not practical. And it won't solve the problem. But tell me when tyranny solved the problem. Tell me when forcing people into this medical system solved the problem. And, you know, we talk about even Canada where they have single payer. Much of the world has single payer, but they're only able to afford single payer because we pay for their defense, if you think about it. And that's another fundamental issue that we should be discussing. I agree. We might agree with people that want single payer about, hey, we're spending too much money overseas, not enough at home. But even if they spend it at home, I don't want them spending it on me, forcing me to participate in a system I will only use if I fall off a wall and need to be put back together again.
Right, there's a time and a place for the modern medical system, and we do have some pretty exceptional medical procedures that can be performed if you are Humpty Dumpty and you fall off the wall and you need to be put back together again. That is the place that I see for the modern medical system. In treatment of degenerative diseases, we're a big fat F. back in the Dark Ages, and in preventing diseases with things like vaccinations. Wait till you see the truth about vaccines coming out next week.
Speaking about vaccinations, we have a question of the day coming up right now.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, Super Don, thank you for this one. This is going to, well, me and you, TMB. We can both answer this one.
Yeah.
Says, this is from Penny. She says, I met you and heard you talk a couple of times at the Natural Products Expo in Columbus. Yeah, I was there for the health food industry. And like I said, I was just at the Southwest region in Dallas last weekend. And when I said this, I said, the most dangerous thing you can have in America is really good medical insurance. Most of them got it. If you work in a health food store, you understand that sentiment. But people outside of that realm, still, there's a cognitive dissonance about this issue. But Penny has a question. She says, I just found out that several of my grandkids have just been vaccinated for the first time. Again, much of this covered, much of this is free for people, especially poor people. You don't have to pay for your vaccines, you know that?
Mm.
Tetanus in this case. I've asked them to check and see if it was just the tetanus or the DTaP. I don't think they do the tetanus alone anymore, do they, TMB?
You know, to be honest, they have in other countries. I don't know if they do here. I know
I
for a fact
so.
That they have in other countries because we know now that documents have been released from the early 90s that showed that they intentionally contaminated the tetanus toxoid with HCG in order to produce spontaneous abortions in the women that they were injecting with the tetanus toxoid. So that was one. I know overseas they have. Here, I don't know if they do it solely or if it's part of the DTaP or the TDAP.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that it's the combination. We can get confirmation of that before we're done with this hour. But Penny says, my other daughter is pregnant and has two unvaccinated children. Well, I'm so glad that these other kids have not been challenged this way. But I'm concerned as to whether the vaccinated children can spread, especially the pertussis, to others, and if so, for how long? Ooh, Penny, that's a real good question.
Yeah.
What do we know about viral shedding, and what will be revealed about it in The Truth About Vaccines, Ty?
Well, we do know, based on studies that have been done over the last few years, and we cite the studies in Truth About Vaccines, that both pertussis and measles, the most likely person to spread those is not an unvaccinated person. It's a person that's just been vaccinated with those live viruses. They are, and it's called shedding, and they shed for up to a little bit over 5 weeks. You can shed the virus. So the most likely person that you will catch pertussis from or measles from is someone that was just vaccinated for pertussis or measles within the last 5 weeks because
right.
they shed up to 37 days.
So here we're talking about viral or virions shedding from the virus, from the vaccine itself, Penny. So my suggestion, what I would be doing in such a case is the homeoprophylaxis, which is also for the first time ever in a vaccine documentary being featured as well in The Truth About Vaccines. If you're not sure how to get there, you can go to robertscottbell.com. There are banners. You can click on them. It'll take you there. You can watch for free. But this means you would get the homeopathic form, the nozodes of, for instance, pertussis. Even tetanus, we have that as well, or measles. But in this way, we're not administering anything that would facilitate shedding of anything. We're sensitizing the immune system safely, and I would also be looking to take silver hydrosol 3, 4, 5 times a day prophylactically at this point because silver at this level stops viral replication so that even if you're exposed, you can be protected from if you're vulnerable. For instance, your daughter, I think it is, that's pregnant right now. I would absolutely be utilizing the silver, and I have no concern if you use the hydrosol form for any toxicity whatsoever of the silver. Hopefully that's helpful.
Yeah, I don't really have much to add to what you just said, Robert. That's a good sound answer. And homeoprophylaxis, you're right. It is addressed in depth for about the first 15, maybe longer, 15, 20 minutes in the last episode. Yours truly, not me, you, yours truly, is in it. You are in it along with Sila Watkot. And we had a couple of Indian doctors that literally from the Republic of India that you were gracious enough to interview for me. And they both made it in there. And there's some really powerful information on homeoprophylaxis. And you know the way that the government of India has homeopaths and naturopaths and medical doctors, you know, Western medicine, they work side by side just trying to get the best outcome for their patients.
Yeah, and that's, it's a kind of a consciousness, a razor or a buster, I don't know, depending on where you are, but to recognize that a government as large as India's, you know, over 1 billion people, has integrated natural medicine. Again, good for them. And I'm all for that, even though, again, I am not going to turn my body or my children's body over to the government for care. However, I am pleased that homeopathy is an acknowledged, recognized system over there, as it should be. Mm-hmm. It's been there for a long time. So if we're looking at the truth about vaccines, it's going to launch April 12th. And
a week from tonight.
A week from tonight. People can watch it for free. And then if you want to get it, you can order it. But my goodness, spread the word, folks. I don't care how you get there. Truth about vaccines is going to be just one of the most important things. I mean, it was as important as the truth about cancer is. I think the vaccines issue has an equal import, because a lot of what I see in terms of cancer manifestation could be linked to these childhood vaccines, so we can prevent a whole lot of problems later on and not the infectious disease that they're claiming to prevent.
Yeah, we've seen a lot. That's really one of the impetus behind this is all of the cancer links with vaccines that I began to see doing the truth about cancer. And you know, not only that, the cancer link with the SV40 and the polio virus and the vaccines, and you know, there's a lot of other cancer links, and there's a lot of other situations where not being exposed to these viruses at an early age, like measles, particularly. Gives you an increased risk of cancer later in life. In other words, being vaccinated causes you to have a higher risk of cancer because you didn't have that natural exposure. And studies have shown that over the last few years. We cite the studies in the truth about vaccines. But another main impetus behind this was just so that we can maintain our freedom to do what we want with our own health, you know, the freedom to choose. We fully support somebody that has been given informed consent. Right. So they've been given the risks and the benefits of vaccines, and they choose to vaccinate. If they've been given the risks and the benefits and true informed consent, they want to vaccinate, then I completely support that. That's their right, their freedom. And I completely support somebody that chooses to not vaccinate at all after being given informed consent. It's our choice. And I'm with you, Robert. I'm a libertarian at heart, and the government needs to stay out of these decisions.
Yes. Well, you know, it's not just in the United States where they've absolved the vaccine manufacturers of liability, which, of course, removes any incentive whatsoever. You know, if you have the delusion that they're operating out of the goodness of their heart to help people, get rid of that delusion right now. But let's just say the only way you get them to prevent some of these vaccine-induced diseases or adverse reactions is to make sure that they're liable for them when they happen. And that's been removed in America. But there's even information that in the United Kingdom, the government covers you. So the United Kingdom taxpayers are also covering vaccine injuries, and the vaccine manufacturers get off, no pun intended here, scot-free. That's not right. Liability is not something you can eliminate. That's something for God to determine, not government. But yep. For now, we're arguing for your freedom to say no. And learn, if you want to say yes, the more you know, the better off you will be in making that decision, too. We'll be right back.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN. Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Because acne, you heard that right. Acne is a terrible, dangerous, infectious disease that's killing people all over the world. There's going to be a vaccine for that. A TMB, who the hell ordered a vaccine for acne?
A vaccine for acne? I never heard about a vaccine for acne. I do know that if somebody has acne, they need to go to, Casey Krejci's son, Kyle.
Yes.
An organic, all-natural formula that he formulated himself for acne. And I think it's called Elixir Organics. But that's what you should do. No vaccine for acne.
Yeah. Read his book, Face It, by Casey's son. You're a good point. I mean, it's like you look at this and you say their whole future, the future of the pharmaceutical industrial complex depends upon our willingness to roll up our sleeves, drop our drawers, and get shot up with another vaccine because they found a way to put a product on the market that doesn't work and that can kill you, and they have no liability whatsoever. That's the ultimate place for...
Yeah.
You want to make money and never worry about a thing until you end up in hell when you die.
Seriously. I mean, yeah. I agree completely, RSB. What other business do you know that has no liability, that can manufacture a product that is mandated by the CDC? If a pediatrician goes by the schedule, there are certain mandated vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
And if they kill your kid or if they maim them for life, or if they go autistic after the vaccine, of course, it would have nothing to do with the vaccine. You can't sue them. There is no liability. There is no other business that I know on earth that has that carte blanche to do whatever you want to do to the recipient and not be liable for it. It's amazing.
Friends of the Emperor. That's what that happens. They have a God complex. They think they can absolve you of liability. In reality, you're never absolved of that. That comes from a far higher place. So. Listen, TMB, remember, the team started humbly and small with your film crew doing the truth about quest for the cures, then the truth about vaccines is now the latest. But a lot of times you hear back from the crew about how they're impacted, like how they were impacted by the truth about cancer. Have you gotten any feedback from your crew on this vaccine issue as this is about to launch?
You know, it's funny that you asked that, Robert. I just got an email today or a Skype from Nick Daughtry. He's our marketing chief marketing officer, and somebody sent him an Instagram, and I think everybody's becoming more aware of just how much they are pushing vaccines across the board. Somebody sent him an Instagram. Says this is from a school principal. Parents, please do not forget, this is posted on the school, you know, on the front door. Parents, please don't forget, we need a copy of your own personal immunizations on file in the front office in order for you to participate in any upcoming events in your child's classroom. We have many fun end of year activities planned, and I don't want you to miss out. I'm sad to say, if you do not provide proof of immunizations, you will not be admitted into your child's classroom or on the playground for any of the upcoming events, including Easter parties, the school zoo field trip, the preschool Olympics, the soda blow, the summer birthday celebrations, and the end of the year bash. Please bring proof of immunizations for MMR, Tdap, tuberculosis, and flu. Thank you.
Whoa. Where was this?
I don't know what school this is, but this is a notice that's posted. It was posted on the front door of the school.
Oh my God! You know, this is the focus of adult mandates. Because, listen, if people got wind of the fallacy of artificially induced herd immunity, then, and I say that artificially induced, it's not real, because, what is it, 50, 60, 70% of all adults are not caught up on what their boosters are in order to be so-called called immune, so they don't spread disease?
No, it's actually closer to 90%.
90%,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Yeah.
Yeah.
So think about where this is going. If they can convince you you're just a moo cow, you're just a part of the herd. That's why I say medical collectivism, which is another reason why I say medical insurance is dangerous, because it's collectivism. They don't treat you as a human, as an individual. You're part of the crowd, but you're part of the herd. You're cattle to them.
Mm-hmm.
Move you in and move you out and get
right.
you shot up along the way. So
yeah.
Very, very interesting that that's coming out this way. They're going to continue to attempt this unless individuals, you know, without fear, stand up and say, not me and not my children.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, speaking of that, this last weekend, Charlene and Brianna went up to Washington, D.C. for the Revolution for Truth rally on vaccine awareness. And, boy, they got some fantastic interviews and videos. And I'm going to bring Charlene on at the other side of the bottom of the hour here, and she's going to share with us a little bit about what they were able to encounter last week, including an interesting interview with a BBC reporter.
Beautiful. Bonus time.
Yeah.
Bryce Bollinger's mom and dad going to be joining us together on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this break. That's Charlene, and we're going to be back with you in just a few minutes. Stick around. Say thanks to our sponsors. Go to robertscottbell.com. Archives are available, all the outside the boxes with Ty Bollinger and more as well, and SoundCloud. And you can find the archives at the show site. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body, yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders in the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to easemagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's easemagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's bonus time, going outside the box. Cool enough when we get Ty to show up once in a while, because he's so traveling man that he is. Time for his lovely and wonderful wife, Charlene, here. Charlene, welcome back. Hey. It's so great to have you on board.
Hello, RSB. I'm so glad to be back.
Were you looking at Ty and going, you get all the travel, I'm taking Brianna, we're going to D.C., and we're going to have an adventure?
Well, we actually were so glad to go to D.C., Brianna being the little patriot that she is, as you know. has really wanted to go and check the sites out and go to the White House. And so it's a perfect opportunity for us to do that and spend time together and to see so many of our amazing friends that are doing great things. So, yeah, it was super great. Got to stay in the Trump Hotel. It is exquisite. And I even ran into this one guy looked for me, and I said, "Don't I know you?" And he said, "You've probably seen me on Fox News." And I can't remember his name, but he was so nice. And when I told him about what I did, Robert, the truth about cancer, he showed me, and I'll look up his name later. I think it's Rick or Rich or something. But he almost got a tear in his eye, and he said, "You know, this was me 3 years ago." And he showed me a picture of himself, and he had no hair from chemotherapy. And so he's battled cancer, and he said he had a big connection. I don't know what he was talking about, but he's got my card, and hopefully we can help his friends. So we made some good connections.
Beautiful. Well, there's no waste. Even going to the belly of the beast, which is known as the District of Criminals sometimes. And and we've talked about it. We talked about it with Tony Mohammed as well, and Nico LaHood, everybody that's gone up there. You work and you try your level best to communicate, to make a heart-to-heart connection with some of these folks up there. Most of them get swallowed up by the power, the lust for power that ends up happening. And, of course, our children are sacrificed in that way. And you're up there, the folks are up there on the vaccine issue trying to say, "Hey, guys, you need to look at this. This is a very serious issue." And, that's what the Revolution for Truth was all about. Was there anything that jumped out as far as your interactions up there that, either on a positive or negative sense that we need to know about to know what's going on?
Yeah, well, I'm glad you asked it. I'm glad I get a chance to tell all of your listeners about how that went. It was really just amazing to me. Now, we do a lot of work. We do filming. We interview people and speak and all that kind of stuff. But it's so different when you go to Washington, D.C. and actually talk to your legislators, and we talked specifically to Jason Chaffetz and his senior staff, Sean, and a lot of other people too, a lot of other staffers and things. And it was so busy that day. We had so many moms of vaccine injured children that are really actively fighting for freedom of choice against these mandates. And even I think the big thing of the day was we were fighting for the legislators to work at repealing the 1986 law that gave all of the vaccine manufacturers and the pharmaceutical companies making them immunity, where they're no longer even we cannot sue them. They are not liable for any damage they do to human life and even killing people. We can't even sue them. So at one point when we were talking to one of the senior staffers, one of the moms showed this man the schedule from 1983, a few vaccines, and then the 1986 immunity happened for the liability law, that the vaccine companies no longer have a liability. And so today we have, I think it's 70-some vaccines compared to just a few in 83. And he visibly gasped.
Yeah, he exploded after they lost all liability. They were immune from being basically prosecuted, persecuted. It was like, at that point, hey, the floodgates are open. Just come out with anything. We'll get it on the schedule.
They have no reason to make safe vaccines. They're just pumping anything out and everything out, and as fast as they can get it. We see children being damaged, autistic children just exploding, and paralysis and all these things, which we'll cover with the truth about vaccines, the damage that has been done and is being done. But these legislators don't even know a lot of them. Now, Jason, on the other hand, he's on the right side of this. He's just asking us, and so many people sat around the table with him. He said, "Make it easy for me. Give me a couple bullet points that I can put into a bill." So he's really working with different people to make a bill to really repeal, and they're all afraid of that word repeal. Nobody wants to repeal anything in Washington, D.C. So reform sounded better to them. So we'll see where we can go with this. But the key, I think, is this. We really need to educate them. I realize that these people don't even know that this is as big of a problem as it is. They've been lied to. And so we're here to bring the truth back to the people. So that's why what we're doing, what you're doing, RSB, every day of the week, is just simply bringing the truth and life back into the public realm and into the people. where it needs to be. But there's a few stories, though, I have to share with you about there was one of the senior staffers, and she just didn't care about anybody or anything. She looked angry that and put out that we were even there. So she wasn't nice. A lot of these people weren't nice, but a lot of them were nice. So you just get different personalities, different temperaments, and different desires. Jason was the nicest, and it seemed that he's really wanting to help us. So that's the good news.
But you're right, Charlene, about the how far from educated they are. I mean, I don't even know if they're in preschool yet on this issue. That's the challenge we all have. And one of the things, remember, that program that removed liability from vaccine makers only happened because people were so freaked out that the vaccine makers threatened to pull out of the market.
Right.
And the fear was the diseases would come back, we're all going to die. The truth is not that. But we're not there yet. And we're raising the issue that, hey, man, these vaccines are actually quite dangerous. So we haven't even tackled the issue of, hey, there are other ways to prevent disease without mandatory vaccines. And that's, again, we are so far from that that's why I want to temper the excitement, but I'm also not going to temper my excitement for the truth about vaccines being released, because that's going to move that needle significantly to a point where a lot more people are going to know what's going on.
Right, and what we're doing, too, is we're trying to get both sides of the story. And when I was there, Robert, I had my camera, and we had Travis with us also filming. And what was going on when the people inside were speaking, outside we had Del Bigtree, I was with Bobby Kennedy, and, of course, Tony was there, a bunch of different people that were there. And this reporter, and I thought it was BBC, but it really was not BBC. It was Channel 4 of from London. She was there, and basically she was trying to do a hit piece on Andy Wakefield. And when she started interviewing different people, she was trying to get Dell, I think, and then Bobby Kennedy walks in the room, and he was so disgusted with her because he knew what she was doing, and he said, oh, he looks at Dell and says, she's trying to do a hit piece on Andy, and he didn't want to talk to her, but she was chasing him down wanting to talk to him. So what I did was I could see the way she had a narrative that she was trying to get from everybody, and I could see she was asking the same questions. So she was demonizing Andy Wakefield, and then she was demonizing Donald Trump and trying to tie the two, making it sound like it's just conspiracy theory. It's fringe. It's kooky crazy. I got this on film, so she's going to try to just take a couple snips. But I got these little
things. The entire interplay. Yeah, that's so important. Like, you know, the what was the one with Tony Bark? You got that as well? That MD?
Yeah, she did really,
that
really well.
That was with the BBC. That was great. Really terrific. And again, we have to be able to massage these people gently and lovingly and not allow them to manipulate us as we're pushing forward and back against their propaganda campaigns.
Exactly. And that's what Tony called me the next day, because I told her I got that on film. So we had talked about potentially Ty and I getting the whole thing together and just showing people how she kept saying, what the reporter kept saying was, Tony was really good with the facts, and she'd say, well, I have this and that and this and that. She'd cite studies and people, and this woman would say, well, I heard this, and Tony would say, well, where? Well, you know, in this community, I just heard it. And she had nothing to back anything what she was saying up. No concrete.
There's no investigative medical reporters that are actually doing investigations anymore. They're parroting what they're told to parrot. That's what we know. And again, this is why we have an ignorant population, because they follow the mainstream media for so long, and it's a medical mafia inspired and a funded media. So again, what you're doing, what we're all doing with the truth about cancer, truth about vaccines, this show going outside the box, this is the transformation that's happening, and it's doing an end around or a bypass, as you know, around those things that would try to limit this kind of information flow.
Right, right. And I think with the truth about vaccines, Ty has been so brilliant in that he has everything that he says, he cites sources. So it's not just, I think this, like the reporter was doing, well, I heard this, or I think that. No, here's the scientific paper.
Yep.
Here's the study. Here's the doctor. Here's the scientist. So nothing is really put out through this docuseries but facts.
Yeah, we're not doing hearsay, unlike the BBC reporter.
Yeah, the main purpose, the main thing that Charlene's communicating here is that it's just, we just cite studies, right? And so It's interesting that the other side, as Charlene got a chance to be firsthand this last weekend, they say, well, I heard this, or, it's like, they're like Ferris Bueller, right? Remember, my best friend's sister's boyfriend's brother's girlfriend heard from this guy who knows his kid who's going with a girl that saw Ferris pass out at 31. Remember that? Yeah. It's like, I guess it's pretty serious, right? They're like Ferris Bueller. They're like, the scientists say that vaccines are safe and effective. You know, my best friend's sister's doctor's girlfriend's brother says that vaccines are safe. Well, where's the studies? All Bobby Kennedy wants is, hey, here's $100,000. He and De Niro offered $100,000. Show them one study that says that Tamarisol is safe. Nobody's come up yet because there are none. We just want to see the studies and then make up our own mind.
Well, of course, that's outrageous. How dare you allow people to make up their own mind? I mean, that's the thing, as I said, so concerning me about folks that really want single payer. I get it. I know why they want it for the most part because, you know, it's outrageously expensive. It's bankrupting people, etc. But that is not a good reason, ultimately, to turn over your body and your life to government that is purchased by entities that want to mandate this kind of invasive procedure that precipitates all manner of diseases and then, you know, prohibit you from seeking alternative treatments to their mandates of chemo, radiation, surgery, FDA-approved drugs, antibiotics, etc. That is not me being unreasonable. I think the people who are arguing for single payer for that are being unreasonable. Far be it from me to be unreasonable. But let me know if I am. 866-939-BELL. Charlene Bollinger, for all. What a great report. And Ty, we got more to do to go outside the box and wrap it up after this break. Stick with us.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
To go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
Where else can you rock the health world and have a great time doing it and spread some vitamin L around the world here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, especially when we go outside the box with Ty Bollinger and Charlene. What a bonus. What a wonderful thing. The stories from D.C. as well. And, of course, all the stories we're going to be covering and sharing and the truth about vaccines about to be released. And some of that discussion is going to be up north of the border with our friends in Canada. Ty, Charlene, and family will be there. The Doc of Detox, Dr. Daryl Wolf, a nice reunion. Paul Barratero is going to be there with us. It's going to be awesome, guys. I'm looking forward to seeing you in Toronto at Total Health.
It's going to be awesome. Can't wait to see you. And the kids are there with Charlene at the other end of the house. Say hi. We can't wait to see you, RSP.
Hi.
All right, party on. The family's all here. I love it. And once again, happy birthday, Bryce. I can't believe you're only 15. You're going to be you're probably already dunking basketballs, and I haven't seen that yet. So unbelievable. So, hey, folks, I've been talking about all y'all listening out there in the world. Sometimes you think I'm a little harsh and too direct about antibiotics being chemotherapy. They are. We've talked about it, and now there's another link to cancer, specifically to bowel cancer precursors. You don't take antibiotics lightly. I recognize there's a place for them, but darn it, if you do, you better unlock the power to heal and read the chapter about colostomy bags, prednisone, antibiotics, and how they're all related, and then undo the damage the way Ty and I have related to you all in that little book, because this is a real deal. The overuse and abuse of antibiotics is a disaster, not only for antibiotic-resistant bacteria, but for what it's precipitating in the patients that don't know how to correct the damage that it causes. I can't overstate that.
Well, you know, Robert, the fact of the matter is that the analogy between chemotherapy and antibiotics is a pretty good one, because chemotherapies are not selectively toxic to only cancer cells, right? They kill the normal cells as well.
Yes.
Much like antibiotics are not so selectively toxic to just the bad bacteria. They kill the good bacteria too. And, you know, as Sean Connery said in one of his famous movies, therein lieth, or herein lieth the lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's
well, yeah. It's indiscriminate.
It indiscriminately kills.
Well, including the epithelial lining of the gut. Much like chemo, it harms healthy mammalian cells, mammalian tissue. And I always bring up that scientific peer-reviewed article about platinum-based chemo, cisplatin versus silver nanoparticles, and how they were equally effective at killing cancer cells, interestingly enough, when brought into the area of cancer. Only one of them did not harm healthy surrounding tissue, and that was the silver, whereas the platinum-based chemo was devastating to everything in its path. So there are ways to address a semi-allopathic approach to target bad things, but we can do so without harming good things.
That's right. And, Robert, I'm chuckling here because I remember one of the slides that you use in your lectures is a slide that it was a mainstream article that said, you know, silver has been shown to kill stomach cells, but tell them the rest of the story.
Yeah. Epithelial lining of the gut was being damaged by silver nanoparticles, and what the USA Today article failed to mention was that the tissue or the cells that were being harmed in the gut were actually cancer cells. It was like, what? Wait a second. Did you just forget to put that in there?
No, that was an accident. It was just an omission.
Just an oversight, exactly.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. That's the kind, but that's the fake news. Remember, a half truth is a whole lie. And that's how a lot of the mainstream media operates. They're able to put a little bit of truth in there so that people buy it. And then, of course, it completely destroys the integrity and the meaning of what should have been communicated, which was factual and truthful, that, for instance, we have many different cures for cancer, for instance.
It's true. True. And I got a quick quiz before, because we're almost done.
Yeah.
So I have a quick quiz. Who is it that said this? Not that I condone fascism or any ism for that matter. Isms, in my opinion, are not good. Who said that?
Isms are not good.
Who would have said something like that? Bueller? It was Ferris Bueller.
Ferris Bueller said that. Isms are not good. That's great.
Yeah.
That is class. Well, and of course, that, you know, that's where it kind of brings us full circle from where I opened the show. And real quick, socialism, socialized medicine, single payer. It sounds great because you're saying single payer, not socialism. But socialism means you are owned lock, stock, and barrel by the government. And if you're willing to turn over your body and your children's body to government, where is your spiritual sovereignty? Where is your health sovereignty? Where is the sanctity and sovereignty of the family? That's all I got to ask because we're almost out of time. But I think it's still a valid question to ask.
It is. It is. Oh, there's the music.
Yeah, so here we go, TMB. Together again with RSB. Super D won't be with us in Toronto, unfortunately, but one of these days, maybe we can get him to Orlando for the Truth About Cancer Ultimate Live Symposium Part 2.
We need to.
We'll see what we can do. All right, kids, are you ready? I'm about to cue you. You're going to tell everybody what they need to know because it is the God's honest truth. What is it?
The power to heal is yours.
I love it.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
It's called the deep state. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep state was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects?
These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-USA.com.